I know that tomorrow, Monday, is not a long weekend, a public holiday, but I also understand that every one of you here is planning to go for a walk tomorrow. When you go on that walk, do you know where you're going? I want to recommend three walks that are really good, really worth taking. Perhaps you have heard of them. Perhaps, and I hope, that you've tried one or more of them. I have a guidebook here that talks about these three walks. I want you to listen as I dip into it. I want you to listen to what it says. One of them, it says, walk in love, as Christ also has loved us and given himself for us. Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 2. Although I must say, just looking at that description, the beginning of the guidebook entry, would suggest that if we are to go the way that Christ has gone, it's going to be a steep climb. But this is called love walk. But what about this one? It starts in the same place. Walk as children of light, finding out what is acceptable to the Lord. Verse 8 of the same chapter. There's a lot to learn that way, going on that path. But it does sound like there are some good views both along there and at the top. It probably is quite a climb as well. But you might just find certain fruit that will sustain you along the way. For verse 9 tells us, the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. So that is light walk. No, not a light walk. It does need effort, but it is worth it. It is light walk. And then there's a third one. Same place to start. You go to the same point to start on any of these. That is to walk circumspectly or carefully, not as fools, but as wise. Verse 15. That actually explains why this one is so good. Because it shows that it does actually get you somewhere. Those other walks, you know, those, not these three, those other ones, look at the crowds going up those ways. This one is wise walk. Let's see a bit more about what the book says about these three. Love walk, light walk, wise walk. Love walk, first of all. Well, makes no bones about it, it is a climb straight away from the beginning. It is as Christ that we are to go. But you know something, you start that climb, and in starting that climb, you'll realize that he's just there ahead of you. That's exactly the way that he's gone. This road that you are setting out on. And he's there, getting rid of all the obstacles ahead of you. Oops. Wasn't quite watching where I was going there. But I stepped off the track that he'd marked out for me. Watch that step. Follow his steps. Go where he's gone. In fact, it's probably better that I try and get closer to him than I might see better where he has actually gone before me. But if I'm close, he might even help me. That's the suggestion in the book. When there are difficult bits. You know, as we're walking along this path, it's a beautiful path. Wonderful things that we can see. But you know, I've just realized that he there ahead of me is what's making it beautiful. He is the most beautiful part of this walk because he's on it. He's gone before me. Why shouldn't he be beautiful? Why shouldn't he be lovely and worth going on this walk? Look what he's done. He's not just given love out and just pouring it out of himself, but he's loved me. He's loved us. He's given himself for us. That's how he's on this path. Even God thinks that he's the finest part of this walk. What has he done? He's given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling aroma. God is delighted with what he's done. God says he's the finest part of love walk. I've actually realized something else. I've been reading the guidebook and been looking at this path. I've realized something else. When we started on this path, down there at the bottom, look how far we've come already, following Jesus. But down there at the bottom, I've realized something. I realize it now because I can compare it. Down there, it was an awful smell. It was dirty down there. It's clean up here. Having come up this path, do you remember down there at the bottom, just before we started, that muddy, smelly highway that we were traveling on? Remember all the dirt that was lying about? In fact, I used to drop a bucket of litter myself. But if you saw something like that up here, you'd just want to get rid of it. You'd want to pick it up as quick as you could, get rid of it. It doesn't fit here, it doesn't belong. It doesn't belong on love walk. It's not fitting, it says in verse 5. Is verse 4 rather. Some things just don't belong here. Put it in a bin. You know the kinds of things. I don't really don't want to mention them. That's what the book says. We don't want to mention it, but that's what you're leaving behind. That's what was down there. Don't bring it with you. Fornication, all uncleanness, covetousness. Don't even mention it in verse 3 there. Not filthiness or foolish talking or coarse jesting. And idolatry in verse 5. Don't even talk about these things. That's what you can leave behind if you get onto this walk of love. It really does seem only right to be thankful instead. Leave those things behind. What suits this path is to be thankful and to say, Lord, how good you have been in giving us this way. But that should actually remind us that there's more to this than just this one walk. It's not just love walk. There is another walk mentioned in this book. That's the light walk. See, the book does remind us that some people will try to make us believe that that horrible highway is the best road. That horrible highway with all its dirt. Verse 6, let no one deceive you with empty words. There's really no foundation for thinking that that was the best way. You see, where that road is leading is to the rock of God. Where was it going? Nowhere for good. Not as pleasant as this. Why think of it anymore? But let's look at light walk instead. And there's one thing that you should notice when you're here on this walk. You know, on that muddy highway, that smelly, awful place, to be able to see where you were going, you needed street lights, you needed something along there. But even they didn't really work very well. But up here, the air is clear, the sun is bright, there's light on the path. In fact, isn't the light coming from Jesus too? Not just the love, but the light. Actually, you know what the book says? It says when you start out on light walk, yes, Jesus is light, but you become light in the Lord as well. So take this walk. It becomes the light of the walk of light. It's an amazing thing. because he is light and he gives it to you. And here's another thing. I should have seen it before. It's there on the page. It's as big as anything, even bigger than most of the rest. Perhaps that's why I missed it. That's often the way, isn't it? This is a path that's for his children, children of the light. We need to make sure that we are able to get onto this path, that we really are his children. But if you're here, if you're on this path, you are here. And because you're here, you need to walk on this path. Don't go back. Do you know what I mean when I say don't remember Lot's wife? She was back, thinking about what was there, thinking about going back to it. Don't. After all, look at this. Look what it says. Have you got the book? It says there in verse 10, it says there's a treasure hunt on this path. You can find something there. What can you find? A wonderful treasure. You can find what's acceptable to the Lord. Isn't that so much better than all of those things back there on that filthy highway? You can see them perhaps. You don't want to talk about them. Not even nice to mention them. It tells us, reminds us of that in verse 12 again. But here you can find some wonderful things. What is acceptable to the Lord. Aren't you glad he called you to turn into this path? It's funny that, isn't it? We were walking along and we thought we found it. The beginning of this path. But he was the one who really called us, wasn't he? He did just what he says there in verse 14. He said to us, "Awake, you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light." It was his voice. We perhaps only just now recognize it for what it was. Was it that made me stop and notice that little entrance into Light Walk that I would have just vanished on by without it? You know, it's even stranger perhaps that it was only when I saw that sign on that little entrance that he called me to take notice of. It was then that I saw the massive great sign across that highway. Should have seen it before. But it was so big, I couldn't have missed it, but I did. That sign was saying, "That's the way. Walk in it." So big. So clear. Anyone could see it, but all of these cars are just disappearing. These people travelling on, missing it. So obvious that God says, "Come this way. Follow my son." But when we got there, when we came into that entrance, do you remember there was another sign, another name, with Love Walk, with Light Walk, pointing the same way? What does this book say about Wise Walk? That's the third one that this chapter of the book tells us about. So this one, it says, you have to be careful, circumspect, if you're going to be on this walk at all. It's not just about the way that you go walking, it's about getting onto it. It's about choosing this way. And that's what being wise means, doesn't it? It means being careful. That's what circumspect means. It means being wise. And it's pointing out that the other option is to stay on the highway, that filthy, messy highway that leads to the wrath of God, and demonstrate that you are a fool. Because that is what this book tells us. That's how we have to view the traveller. And that surely has something to do with where the highway is heading. Do you remember on that highway there was another massive sign? And it said across there, "Wrath of God," and the arrow was pointing straight ahead. The arrow is pointing to the side to turn off that road to these walks. But the way to the wrath of God is straight on. Carry on. Don't stop. And we need to remember when we're talking about wisdom and foolishness, need to remember that the time for that, the end of that road, must be soon. We must redeem the time because the days are evil, he says in verse 16 of this book. We're just as well to be off it as soon as we can. Find a wise way instead. Use our time better. And so, we've noticed the signs. The signs are saying, come on this way. Hear the call. Use the better path. It's not going to be easy. It is a climb. But to get to the heights, you need a climb. Look at the countryside. Look at all that's around you as you take this path. Look at the view when you get there. And listen. There's a voice when you get there. And the voice says, that was my will for you. Verse 17. It's then that you will understand what the will of the Lord is. That's my will for you. The book says you'll hear that when you've reached the end. That's three warps that the book tells us about. Are there any more in this guidebook? There's the love walk, there's the light walk, there's the wise walk. Look at what this book says about these three. Love, light, and wise. They're really all the same walk. But they're not just given one name, they're given all three names. Because at different stages of that walk, I think you'll be more aware of one or other aspect. But as you go onwards, it's then that you come to realize they really are the same thing. It's then you realize that you need to appreciate these different aspects all together. That you'll get a better understanding of the adventure that way. But you know, there are other people who have written about this walk. And they've used other names as well. But it's the same walk. You see, if you had come from a slightly different direction, perhaps, maybe a different muddy highway, then you would have seen the other names on the sign. One of them, for example, is Spirit Walk. Galatians chapter 5, verse 25 says, walk in the Spirit and find the fruit of the Spirit. It's pointing to the same path. Remember early on how we realized that it was Jesus ahead that was so beautiful? Thinking about the love that he had showed. Then we also realized that it was he who was making it all light and clean. And the book explains how that works. You see, we became thankful for him most of all. But we then also started to think better about everything that was happening on our walk. We were doing just what the book says. You should be giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And as we went on, we enjoyed the walk and we got excited about it. We were talking about it. And it says that one of the ways to, a key way to go on that wise walk, which is all of them, isn't it, really? One of the important ways to go is to sing to each other. To speak to each other and to sing to each other. Maybe we didn't use a tune. But it was like our insides were singing, wasn't it? Thinking of these things. Going up that path. Speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. But you know, there's another thing too. On that muddy highway, I was aggressive with the rest of them, the worst of them. I've never helped other fellow travelers the way that I did today on this path. submitting to one another in the fear of God. Verse 21. Paul was writing this book under the leading of the Spirit of God, and he speaks of three vitally important ways to walk. You're going on that walk tomorrow. At least I trust you will be. But that will be the direction for you. You are going on a walk tomorrow, one way or the other. Every one of you is planning it. Which one is it going to be? How responsive will you be to this guidebook? I've read guidebooks for walks before, and they sounded wonderful. And I haven't gone on them yet. This is one that you need to hear. The walk of love. Walk in love, as Christ also has loved us. Walk as children of light. Walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. Now, we've read the book. Someone has tried to just point out where the things fit in. Let's take a look at ourselves. Is that where our feet are treading? Let's do the walking. May God bless his word to us now this evening. Let us pray together.